This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I have just come back from Turkey. It was an amazing history tour of Ottoman monuments and sites. And I was completely blown away by some of the things I discovered. I mean, Turkey can always surprise you. The Ottoman history is absolutely amazing. You can always learn new things. And it refreshed my memory, alhamdulillah. Today, I have decided to come to a very special place in London, very close to my heart. I always like to chill, as they say, in this place. If I want to read a book, if I want to do thinking, if poetry is pouring out, then this is the place I would like you to come and visit too. Okay, this is where I come to relax. This is a very beautiful place in the middle of London, right at the heart of London, and it is a place called the Kenwood House. It is a historic house from the 18th century, initially built in the 17th century, but later on developed to this level or this magnitude in the 18th century by a man called Lord Chief Justice William Mansfield. This house has another very special feature to it, and not many people know about it. This house is where Elizabeth Dido Bell, Dido Elizabeth Bell lived. Who was she? This was a mixed race black woman who was born in the West Indies in 1761. And her father was an English naval officer called Sir John Lindsay. And he had fathered her with a Jamaican slave. She was born into slavery in the West Indies. And later on, her father found her in poverty. So he decided to take her to Britain. He brought her here. He left her here with one of his uncles, who was Lord Chief Justice, Lord William Mansfield, a very famous man in the 18th century. In fact, one of his judgments was used later on by the abolitionists who abolished slavery to argue their case. So this place is a very beautiful place. Dido Elizabeth Bell was a beautiful woman. She was painted by an English painter. I forgot his name. But in this painting, you can see she's standing behind one of her cousins, Lady Elizabeth. She was her second cousin and related to her from her father's side. So both of them, they lived in this house, and Dido Elizabeth Bell lived here for nearly 30 years. And she was a rich woman, of course, because her father was rich. He was from the aristocracy. So was the man who was taking care of her, Lord William Mansfield. They collected a lot of paintings in this house. This house has a beautiful collection of paintings, and it has a beautiful landscape. This was specially designed by a very famous architect in Britain in the 18th century, 1700s. And you can see the landscape is absolutely amazing. It's absolutely beautiful, and the house is magnificent, right? So I encourage everyone to come and visit this place. It's absolutely historic. And even there was a movie made about Dido Elizabeth Bell. It was called Bell, okay? And the movie is pretty much mostly fictional. And very little is known about her history. But this was a very interesting character, born into slavery, mixed race, half white, half black. She was brought here. She lived in this very house for 30 years. She died in 1804 of natural causes. Born in 1761, as I mentioned earlier. So check her out, Dido Elizabeth Bell. Check her out, Google her, and you will find more information. Okay, I thought I will share this thought with you as I am visiting this house. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.